Families that are struggling to save money for everything from emergencies and retirement to college tuition for the kids could benefit from a few small changes in government policies. That's according to a report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation called Investing in Tomorrow, Helping Families Build Savings and Assets. Betsy Wu, with the Casey Foundation, says the federal government should create a universal savings account when each child is born and seed it with a small amount of money to help families start saving.
There are common sense federal policies that can create more opportunities for families to save, and those change the life course for their children. Children whose families can save will do better in school and have stronger outcomes through access to opportunity.
According to the Public Policy Institute of California, more than 40% of families in the Golden State live in or near poverty, and compared to whites, Latinos are twice as likely to be poor. African Americans have about 1.5 times the poverty rate of whites. The report says the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program cuts people off if they have too much in savings. The asset limit in California is $2,250. But Wu says the federal government should set a minimum limit of $12,125, which is about 3 months' wages for a low-income family of four and could provide a cushion.
We see that those families are more self-sufficient because they have their own savings to draw on. Over time, the number of people enrolled in benefits decline.
Other recommendations from the Casey Foundation include the government doing a better job of promoting entry-level retirement accounts called MyRAs and helping more eligible families become homeowners through the federal Family Self-Sufficiency Program. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.